Exactly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the At-Large Regional Secretariat's meeting on the 18th of December 2014. On the call today, we have Barak Ocheno, Cyrenus Vardanyan, Maureen Hilliard, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Alberto Sasso, Evan Leibovich, and Judith Hellestein. We have received apologies from Wolf Ludwig, Satish Babu, Ariel Michal, and possible apology from Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanko, Jana Juvignovic, our Director of Communication and Content, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Cyrenus.
Thank you, Natalie. Just to let all of you know that I will be a little bit far from my computer, so I will not be, I am in Adobe, but will be available to follow through Adobe. We'll be back in 5-10 minutes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, once again, and welcome to our RALO call. As you know, the next meeting has been changed to Singapore, so this time Asia-Pacific will be coordinating the some stuff related to Singapore meeting. And we have some stuff to discuss among BRAVO Secretariat, and according to our agenda, the first point is ROP, our rules of procedures, and almost all RALOs either completed or are working on their rules of procedures. Is there any... we discussed during this period about the certification process. If someone would like to talk about the certification, if Alan is on the call, I'm not sure if I heard his name, but if there is any updates on the certification process, ALS certification process, who would like to comment on that?
Hi there, this is Evan.
Yes, Evan, please.
Oh, okay, forgive the background noise again. Essentially, NARALO has already started to do, we started to initiate decertification on a couple of ALSs. Essentially, they're ones in which we have either received a formal notice that the group no longer wishes to participate or their main champion has left. And there's a couple in which multiple attempts have resulted in absolutely no replies. So we've done the ultimate due diligence that we're capable of, and the region has actually proceeded to, by consensus, approve, I believe, two ALSs to be decertified. So in effect, we've already started. I don't know if this is something that is universal across the RALOs, but we've already identified that and started our own process. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. I think that Alan started to invite volunteers for organizing some, I'm not sure if this is working group on ALS decertification. Maybe staff can help me with clarification this. And many people from different RALOs volunteered to be in that group. But there was no official any discussions or any meeting of this working group yet. Yeah. If I'm wrong, please correct me, Natalie or someone.
This is Heidi. Just if I could.
Yes, Heidi.
I have my hand raised, but you can't see it since you're not.
Sorry.
Just in response to Evan's comments, I believe that actually only one ALS was going to be going ahead with decertification because the second one based in Los Angeles, I thought Garth said that he had received a reply from them and that they were in process of trying to get back into business in terms of their at-large activities. So Evan or Judith, maybe you can correct that if that's relevant at this point.
Thanks, Heidi. This is Evan. Okay, I'll basically connect with Garth and confirm that. But what you are saying, though, is that there is one that is in process of still going ahead, right?
Correct. That's my understanding, yes. This is Heidi.
Yeah, this is Judith Hellerstein.
Yes, Judith, please.
Yeah, I believe Heidi is correct. We're still trying the other Lalo, who was the other ALS who was going to be discontinued, started to have conversations with Garth, but I have to check back with Garth to see whether what happened in that and whether they are we're going to be able to meet the criteria to continue. So we'll have to get back to you on that.
Thank you, Judith. Maybe out of topic, I'm sorry to hear that Garth was stepped out for a while, but please, if you had a chance to talk to him, send best regards from us, and I hope that everything is okay with him and his family. Thank you. Anyone else would like to comment on this certification process?
Yes, this is Silvia Vivanco.
Yes, Silvia, please.
Yes, I'm reading some comments on the chat, and Barack made a point, and it's a very important one. That is, the concern or the issue is that there is no standard benchmark for all the RALOs to decertify. It's done on an ad hoc basis, so each RALO acts independently. So the question is, are we at the stage where all the RALOs, the five, can set minimum benchmarks, or are we still thinking independently? So that would be the next step, I think, regarding the certification. I'm just reading from...
Yes, is here. Thank you, Barak. This is really good question, and I think that before now, all RALOs were doing individually. At least I'm aware that AP RALO did decertified three ALSs earlier, and NARALO also experienced this, LACRALO and URALO as well. So, but everyone did on their own, but I agree that probably there is a need for cross-RALO cooperation on this topic, and maybe this will be one of the issues to be discussed in Singapore during face-to-face meeting, how we can all RALOs come to have specific criteria for decertification. And I think with Alan asking volunteer in this group for ALS decertification process, probably this is the main topic for discussions to develop criteria for decertification cross-RALO, which will be used by all RALOs in the same way. So this will be a good approach at least for all of us to cooperate on this. Anyone raised hand, Sylvia, if you help me with this, with Adobe Space?
Yes, I'm monitoring. I don't see any hands raised at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much. If there is no one wants to add comments on this, please. Yes, Evan?
Oh, sorry. You recognize the noise. Okay.
yes, already recognized.
Simply for when we're meeting in Singapore, since it's evident that a number of RALOs have already engaged in decertification, perhaps at least at the meeting, in the interest of doing something, as was said, of having a uniform standard, can we perhaps look at the procedures that AP RALO and NARALO have taken and essentially try and agree on a common benchmark from amongst the ones we already have? It's a lot easier to take what exists and look at them critically as opposed to creating something from scratch. Thank you.
Excellent. Evan, yes, I meant using the experience other RALOs has had with this certification, so we don't need to invent a new strategy or policy, but we can use based on the experience of other RALOs to have the clear steps and procedures for decertification, which can be used by all RALOs from now on. So if I can ask staff to put as an action item for our Singapore meeting, the clarification of procedures for desertification based on the previous experience by Ralos. And we will discuss this during our face-to-face meeting.
Sirenish, this is Heidi again.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
just
Heidi.
A comment since Sylvia's writing the action item. She had a great idea of putting a table together that listed all of the various Raylo's current approach to decertification, et cetera. And I'm wondering if you would like to see something like that. So it's just a one-page table, you know, where you can quickly see the various approaches being used.
I think that would be a great idea if you can send this list and maybe we can fill in each Ralo based on their own experience. We'll put some just simple bullet points, which criteria they used for the certification. That would be great, and then we will have the joint list to be discussed and to come up with final procedure in Singapore.
Thank you, Sudanis. This is Sylvia. So I will work with each of the secretariats to consolidate all the inputs and put a table so we can all look at the decertification criteria in one table. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sylvia. That would be great and helpful for us just to know what to discuss there and from where to start. So thank you very much. The second point in this first agenda item is metrics. I'm not sure if Maureen or someone from Metrics Working Group is in this call. Is there anyone? Sylvia, if you can help me.
Thank you, Sirenosh. This is Maureen speaking. Just to let you know that we didn't actually have a meeting last week, so we're a little bit behind eight ball at the moment, but we will update everyone as soon as any new information comes to hand.
Maureen, I was not able to hear you. I'm sorry, my computer. This was my computer echoing. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I was saying that we hadn't had a meeting. The metrics groups had had a meeting last week, as we had planned. So any updates that we actually do have in between now and February will be put onto the workspace.
Okay, thank you very much. So we'll have updates there, and I think that this is one of the points as well to discuss across Ralos and to come up with the joint procedure for the metrics for some requirements. So whenever there will be any news posted in Workspace, if you can let us know, Maureen, that would be great. The next agenda item we have, Jana Djuginovic, if I'm not mistaken, and sorry if I misspelled your surname. We have the person from ICANN Communications and Content Department. So Jana is director of the department, and there are discussions on having new and improved at-large promotional materials. Jana, if you present what are the new ideas, that would be great for us to discuss on that.
Sirenish, if I could, this is Heidi. Could I just...
Yes, Heidi.
Before Jana discusses the ideas that we've had some chance to talk about, I just wanted to let everyone know a little bit of background and the reasons why we're thinking that it would be good to upgrade the current outreach documents and expand the way that you do your outreach. you might remember, those of you who have been around for some time, that these current trifolds, as we call them, the Raylo brochures, were developed about 5 or 6 years ago now. And at that time, it was basically the Raylo chairs, myself, and the one person that we had in communications at that time. And since then, the communication department has very fortunately expanded, and we've had fantastic staff come on board who have real skills in this area. So that's why over the past month or so, Sylvia and I have been having very good talks with Jana about how we could do some updating of the brochures and expand that to something that is more of a multimedia approach. So Jana is going to be talking to you a little bit about some of her research into what makes effective outreach, and then we'll talk a little bit about next steps. So if I could hand it over to Jana. The floor is yours, Jana.
Thanks, Heidi. Hi, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to this call, and I appreciate the opportunity to learn more about the at-large community and the work that you guys are doing and how we can be of service and how we can help. And Heidi's correct in saying we've been chatting over the last few months about how our department can help, particularly in regards to our subject matter expertise. I'm just going to walk through a short deck that I've created for you guys so you can get a sense of why we think this is important to update and improve our engagement through improved content and multimedia content and multi-platform content. Do you want to advance the next slide, or can I advance the next slide myself as well?
You have that power, Jenna.
I have that power. Wow, okay. Good to know. That's dangerous. And again, if anyone has any questions during this short presentation, feel free to jump in. So one of the things that when I got brought on board was, I spoke to Duncan about and I spoke to our team about, is the fact that it is difficult for people to become interested in ITAN content because it is quite complex. It's not as easily digestible as other types of content, even something other organizations that are nonprofits or that are issue-based, whether it's the World Bank or the UN, because the content that ICANN talks about is technical in nature. However, this line was something that I read somewhere that, you know, folks will be interested in our content if we'll make it interesting. So I think it's up to us to make what we do at ICANN more interesting for newcomers to engage with and make it a bit simpler and welcoming. So how do we do that? Many times when people would come to ICANN comms department or to other departments and ask them for help in regards to creating pieces of content, they actually come already determined with what piece of content that they want. So they'll say, I'd like an infographic or I'd like a video. Whereas we have to kind of start the process differently and start with what is the actual objective. So we say, let's start with the objective. What do we want? Do we want awareness building? Do we want to inform people? Do we want them to get excited or emotional about the content? What is the actual objective? Then we identify the audience, who we're targeting, who we're speaking to, because not all audiences are the same. Some will have no knowledge of ICANN. Some will only have a little bit about knowledge about ICANN. So we have to target the content towards the audience. Then you focus on what message you want to convey. And one message is best. Because if you try and tell multiple messages, people kind of get lost and they forget. So those who remember only take away at least one message from your piece of content. And then you choose the appropriate platform. Now, this is kind of like when this is an audience and content grid. So when you're looking at this, you're looking at all the different avenues that you have to engage with your audiences, whether it's blogs or videos and infographics, photos, microsites, webinars, presentations, and all the different channels you have to distribute them as well, either through a website, through social media. And again, not all audiences will enjoy the same type of content, and not all audiences will have the same access to channels. So it's important to think about those different objectives that you want. You want awareness building or education, informing people or just influence people, and what different types of content are available to you, and then what types of channels you can distribute it. And the great thing about having it with digital channels to distribute is that you actually have metrics to measure how your content is working. Is it engaging people? Are they opening your links when you send them? One of the things I talked about with Heidi and some members of her team is how important it is to create visual content. So one of the things when they showed me some of the current content that we have, it's very, very text-based. And picture, you know, there's a theory called the picture superiority effect. So the average person would call them the 10% of text-based material, 72 hours after they've seen it. Whereas if they see a picture, they'll remember 65% of that 72 hours afterwards. So our brains are wired to process images faster and better, and you remember them more, especially if they're tied to emotion, because people do, again, remember things better if there's some sort of emotional connection. Particularly for this group, having content that is revised for regional interest and taste is very, very important, because something that might work for Africa may not be the same thing for a country in Africa, might not be the same thing for a country in Asia. So you really have to think about local audiences as well. So as Heidi had mentioned, you know, we're suggesting that, you know, there's some help that we can provide in creating really strong visual narratives with some of the content that you are distributing to engage people and get more people into the net. Strengthening the message through a consistent style and professional looking materials, whether publications, whether online or through video, because there's a lot of different avenues that we can use. So I'm going to turn it over to Heidi now, unless folks have questions that they want to ask. I'm happy to answer them.
So thank you very much, Jenna. I'm not sure if you wanted to show that very quick little video at this point, or if you wanted to just open it up to questions. I mean, we're seeing responses. Go ahead.
I think we were thinking that perhaps just because there's all, we might get inundated with YouTube ads, that we can share the link with folks and they can kind of see the type of content that is out there that we can create now that will be really engaging for audiences. So Natalie can share that link with folks and they can watch it in their leisure about some of the ideas that we're exploring with content creation and engagement.
Great, thank you. That's probably a good idea. So I'm seeing some positive statements inside the chat that, for example, Afralo is working towards this. And I'm just wondering if we could get some green check marks on the other regions on whether this is something, you know, to start with a new updated type of outreach document, how useful that would be. So I'm just going to, so I'm starting to see green check marks.
Hi, this is Siranush.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hi, Siranush.
I think that Aperalo also created the electronic version of ALSs from Aperalo, but we haven't seen the usage of this electronic brochure, and I think that all Ralos were preparing the similar one, but I personally have never seen this. If there is any there were any usage of this e-brochure, and if you can update on that, would be great.
Okay.
Or in what stage is it?
I'm going to pass that over to Sylvia. Are you talking about the ALSs, the videos, interviews we did for the summit?
No. There was an electronic brochure developed, we at least, Aperalo developed on the example of Lacralo. So I have seen only Lacralo one. This was this, instead of publishing this, we decided to have compiled information about all ALSs to be available online. So I'm not sure where it goes. So okay. We have sent the Aperalo one to Sylvia, mm-hmm. and we don't know what was the next step with that. Yes, Sylvia, please.
Yes, you're correct. It was last year that Aperalo developed a file, and it shows each LS picture, a logo, and few words for each LL. So the idea was to have this as a virtual e-book or catalog. It was requested, but it was not completed, unfortunately. But now that we have people dedicated to work on this, we can move forward and we can see how we can present it in an electronic way. So I will take that as an action item to work with Jana and to show her this document and see how we can put it in a nice package and put it online on some virtual manner. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Sylvia. And I also would like to thank Jana for joining this call and for this initiative to start to develop new idea for promotional materials. I would suggest that also, I agree that digital materials are useful, but sometimes we are, at least within crop trips, we are using the outreach materials for dissemination. So I think that together with digital media and materials, we should have something in our hands to distribute, and that would be great if we can at least not have only one in the way of digital, but also to have something in our hands to promote and to share, like we are using some materials during having some booths during IGF or any other events we are going. So this is my just 2 cents on then for further discussion.
So that's great. This is Heidi Fairness. So we're hearing that there's general agreement to going ahead with both sort of a dual use, doing first perhaps updating the actual documents, the RALO brochures. And what we're hoping that we can all ask all of you is to go back to your regions and get feedback on what kind of content you would like. Would it be similar to what there is currently on your trifolds, or would it be more material? And what we're thinking is it would be a larger document than it currently is, or at least when it's, you know, it would be not folded. So it would be two-sided, and on the first side it would be have that your RALO-specific information. And on the back side, the second side, it would be perhaps, for example, and again, this is completely open to you, but these were just some of the ideas that we were sharing, would have the at-large organizational structure diagram that lists the ALSs and the RALOs on up to the ALEC and through to the board, and then have the ICANN, you know, how to join, et cetera. So, you know, if you're in general agreement with that, then the timeline would be we would start sending emails to you so that you could send them to your RALOs, you could gather the feedback, and then we would start developing one beta diagram that we would then share with you in Singapore. And based on that, we would then update it until all of the RALOs and the ALAC will be happy. So again, there would be 6 documents eventually. So one for the ALAC and then one for each of the 5 RALOs. But given bandwidth issues and resource issues, we would like to suggest that we start producing those in a strategic fashion. So, for example, it would be first the ALAC, and then it would be based on where the upcoming meetings are. So you could use those for your region's outreach activities when the meeting is in your region. So, for example, the first RALO one would be LAC RALO. We're hoping we could get that one finished by the time the Buenos Aires meeting takes place. Then it would be your RALO for Dublin in the autumn, AFRALO for Marrakesh in March, and then onwards into NORALO and APURALO again.
So, Heidi, this is Siranush. I think that whenever it comes to APURALO, it will be 2016. So during this period, does it mean that during this period we will not have any materials to be used during our outreach activities?
No. So what we've done is we've taken stock of the current trifolds we have on hand, and we have enough for all of the RALOs except AP RALO. So we've ordered, we're going to go ahead and order the current trifold, just enough for your outreach activities in the coming up year. So that's for AP Rallo, that's been taken care of. But it's the current document.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions from others related to this? Sylvia, is there any hand raised in Adobe Connect?
Evan has raised his hand.
Yes, Evan, please.
Hi there. Just as a matter for what has worked well for our ALS, okay, talking at the ALS level, what has worked well for that is actually the production of postcards or business cards that have something like a pointer or a QR code or something that takes people to a part of our webpage where it does the explanation. I'm just suggesting that might be a consideration, especially if cost is an issue. A postcard is cheaper to produce than a trifold, and a business card is cheaper to produce even than that. So what we ended up doing was coming up with what I consider to be like a compelling headline or something like that, that you could put in large type on one side of a business card or postcard. And then on the other side was a call to action, here's how you can get involved. And rather than try and provide all the information on that one sheet of paper to try and send people to the website. And the benefit of that is as changes are made to to the text or to the list of people involved or so on, that you can just make changes to the website a lot more easily than making changes to the printed document. So I'm just tossing that out as a possibility or an alternative, that rather than, Heidi, if you're saying there's a significant expense in doing the trifold brochures, perhaps the idea of doing a business card size or a postcard size thing that you can give just as easily to people, that sends them to a specific link where we have all that information. I'm just wondering if that might be considered as an alternative. Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. Heidi?
Yeah, I would think, and I'm going to let Jana answer this more fully, but we've done both, actually, in the past. And in terms of those business cards, there's not much expense to those at all. So in my view, it might be useful to do both. To do both a larger document that has a little bit more information, and at the same time, do RALO business cards. I mean, the ones that we've done before are very, very good prices for a good number that will allow you to do a lot of outreach. But I'm going to hand it over to Jana for that, and in particular the QR code activity.
Thanks, Evan. I was reading your comments when you were talking about how it's not just about creating visual content, it has to be good content, and I absolutely agree with you. So on the issue of the cards, we do them now for just the ICANN social media, so folks will have the URLs to our social media platforms, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Weibo, SlideShare, YouTube, the whole gamut on one little small business card. So we hand those out at ICANN meetings. And we're actually doing an updated version, which you'll see at ICANN 52 in Singapore. The idea for this, these series of pamphlets, and not pamphlets, sorry, this one-pager, double-sided one-pager, and again, it's up to you guys. These are all just suggestions. Is to create something more akin to an infographic, which will explain at a very, very high level the work that you do and how to get in touch. The key is to make it something that you'd want to keep, that it looks good, and that will show you how to engage. Because one of the things that a pamphlet doesn't do, most of the time, it doesn't kind of encourage you to engage online. So one of the things you want to do is have some sort of call to action, because the only way, like a pamphlet's not going to get necessarily people excited. But if you give them a way to engage with you further, the way to do that consistent engagement is through, whether through social media or through your website. So that would be the idea behind this, is to create something that's visually appealing, that has the information. So as Heidi mentioned, to have both pieces of content to be complementary. So one just kind of bite-sized that you could put in your pocket and hand out to people, and another one that people would have like it's almost like a collectible that they could use, like they've done with some of the previous ICANN ICANN infographics that turn into something that people like to kind of hang up or keep. Does that answer your question, Evan?
Thank you, Jenna. Evan, you raise your hand again if you have comment on what Jenna has said.
No, I lowered my hand. I'm thank you for the answer. I'm fine with that.
Okay, it was odd one. So there is a question from Heidi. So would you to all of us, I think, would we like to have the document to be postcard size or the bigger one, as a business card? I think for
Sorry, it's Jenna. I just wanted to raise one point that one thing that we could do is, you know, based on your feedback that, you know, Heidi will give to us, we can do a couple of different versions and then see what people think. You know, so you don't necessarily have to commit now until you actually see what you, because sometimes it's hard to make a decision without actually seeing it. So we can do a couple of different versions, a couple of different sizes, and see what people prefer. Would that be something that would be...
Yes, excellent suggestion, Jenna. And I was going to ask you to send some examples, because this is really will be helpful for us to at least understand what you mean by saying some postcards or another site. So this would be great if you send some examples to us, and we will discuss and find out the best option to be used. Thank you very much. And if there is no any comments related to this issue, we'll move to agenda item 4.
So just one more question on that, sorry, Sirnish.
Yes, Heidi, please.
What we're hoping is that you're going to be having a one-hour meeting in Singapore. And because, again, the final decision on how to go forward is going to need to be decided by you as well as the outreach subcommittee, the ALAC outreach subcommittee. And we're hoping that we can have at least about 20 to 30 minutes of that secretariat's call be a joint meeting of both groups, so we can get agreement from both of those groups at one time. Would that be okay?
You mean the conference call before Singapore meeting?
No, the actual meeting in Singapore. So you'll have a one-hour session on Wednesday, and we're just wondering if we could schedule at least for this item a joint session of the outreach subcommittee and the secretaries.
Mm-hmm. I think that will be good because all the outreach committee members also will be there, and we can come up with final decision. And I hope also Jenna will be there for our secretariat meeting, so we can have some final decision on that, how to move forward prior to Buenos Aires meeting.
Great. This is Heidi again. Yes, Jenna as well as Duncan Burns will be there. So, yes, you'll have a chance. They can present the examples as well as get additional feedback. And then based on that, then they'll move into the first brochures. But, again, it's going to be an interactive process where you'll have chances to have more feedback, et cetera.
Excellent. And, yes, Evan also will send the examples of how ISO Canada is using the cards. So we'll have different ideas and perspectives, and Jan also will show us examples, I think, that will come up with final decision during face-to-face meeting. If everyone is in agreement with that and have no objection, we'll move forward to the next agenda item. So I don't see any hand raised and or any person who would like to comment on this. The agenda item 4 is about post-Atlas 2 activities, and there are 4 recommendations which relate to RALOS to come up with decisions or find out the ways how we should feedback on that recommendations. And I would tell from a Toralo point of view that we have discussed also during our meeting in LA, during secretariat meeting in LA, that there will be a survey, cross-Ralo survey, where
we are going to include the questions on finding out, identifying subject matter experts and those who would like to facilitate policy communication. This was recommendation 28. And the recommendation 42 also, 43 also, this is related to metrics. We also have decided that this will be in the survey which we are going to conduct during or after, between Singapore and Buenos Aires mix. And I think we came to the decision that Alberto Soto promised to send an example of survey or the draft survey. If I am wrong, Alberto, please correct me, based on which we will start to develop this survey which we are going to use for all RALOS. He did it. Humberto posted that he did it. We have never got it, but Alberto, yes, please, you have the floor. Please let us know where we are with that.
Sernish, Humberto would like to speak.
Yes, Humberto, because Alberto also raised his hand. So, Humberto, yes, please.
Yes, I'm gonna speak because I have been working with Alberto in order to develop an example of a survey. We did it. And I understand Alberto's send it, but we don't know what happened with the survey at this moment. Maybe Silvia Vivanco can help us, but we finished, I think, more than 1 month ago.
I saw that.
Excellent, Humberto. Thank you for update. Silvia, do you have any update on this?
I saw the email. Hello, this is Silvia. I saw the email. I recall the email, but I don't think there was any feedback from the secretariat. So what I'm going to do is resend it to all of you so you can provide some feedback.
I don't think that this survey has been sent to secretariat. So if you can resend it, at least I don't remember that this survey came to this list. So if you can resend this, we can comment, or if there is any comment, we can provide the feedback on it.
Okay, I will look for it and resend it soon.
Yes, thank you very much. I think that based on this, thank you, Alberto and Humberto, for date and for sending this. Actually, we were waiting, I think, for that draft to comment and to move forward. I think it was lost somewhere. So I hope that we can put as an action item, Silvia, to resend this to all, to the secretariat list. If we can come up with the final survey, because we are going to use this survey with including the recommendations 28 and 43 in that, I assume, and the answers for that also will be used for compiling the final recommendations on RALO level. That would be great. Related to the recommendation 42, 29, we have discussed also that there will be automatic system implemented for the recommendation 26, and the same automatic system then will be used, the same tool will be used also on the RALO level. I'm not sure if some updates on recommendation 26 has been done. Staff, Silvia, you may have updates on that, please provide. On RALO level, we decided in LA that we will be using the same tool, so there is no need to develop any new tool for automatic system there. The last recommendation on RALO level, to organize some general assemblies we within APRALO at least discussed that regional general assemblies can be implemented in concert with the other major regional event, like whenever we have ICANN in the region, we can use this opportunity for having general assembly. Or some major event like in APRALO that can be APRICOT, and this will be done, it can be done also in parallel with capacity building activities. So if there is any input from other ROLOs on that, this will be great. Yes, recommendation 42 is that ICANN should enable annual face-to-face ROLO assemblies, and the decision on ROLO level was to make this in concert with regional events, not to have additional or separate event on regional level. Any updates or input from other ROLOs on that? I don't see any hand raised. My concern here and my question is to staff here. So is there a need from all levels to send the answers for recommendations or some compiled feedback from RALOS for those four recommendations to the staff? Yes, Olivier, please help us with that.
Thank you very much, Sir Anoush. It's Olivier Kapan I'm speaking, and I apologize for the noise in the background. I'm in a very noisy pub in London at the moment. Can you hear me well, or should I step out?
Yes, we can hear you, Olivier.
Okay, thank you. I'm very pleased to see that there is a follow-up on this in the RALOS, and, you know, those four recommendations, I think the plan really is to be able to have some kind of written feedback from the RALOS on these recommendations and see what your recommendations are or what the expansion of those recommendations are so that we can then present something to the board for approval if it's the board that has to act on it or the ALAC for approval if it's the ALAC that has to act on it. The whole idea behind those APAS 2 recommendations is enabling those recommendations to become real. And so the more information you can provide in return and the more details you can give to a proposal, the more likely it is that we could package it and then have ICANN fund it or find a way to promote this in one way or other. And I think that's the important part of it. So I don't know how you want to coordinate this across RALOS, and I'll leave that to you, but ideally we'd like to see this. I do have one question, though, which is, do you think that you might have something ready for Singapore? Because we did present a couple of recommendations to the board in Los Angeles, and we said, we're going to come back to you in Singapore with a fuller set of recommendations. Do you think any of these four, we have time to be able to flesh those out and expand on them and then send them or format them in a way that would be digestible and certainly actionable by the board?
Thank you, Olivier. I just would like to let you know that based on our discussions in LA, all RALOS or the secretariat meeting which we had there, we came up to the final conclusion for each of these four recommendations, and two of them were to include the question in the survey, related to 42, the regional general assemblies. We came to the conclusion that we will have this concert with local events in the regional events, and the decisions were made by all RALOS, so it was not I talking about APRALO, I even posted this in our APRALO monthly report for everyone to know in APRALO that these were follow-up based on the secretariat discussions. So I'm not sure if we decided to come up with something in addition to that.
Heidi has raised her hand.
Yes, Heidi, please.
Thank you, Sarah Nish, and thank you, Olivier, for your comments. I just wanted to mention two things. One was that on the ALT call this past week, or earlier this week, I was given an action item to work with a small group of ALT and ALAC members to move forward on selected Atlas II recommendations in order to provide that short update to the board that Olivier mentioned. So I'll be doing that either before the holiday or immediately after the holiday to gather a small group of members, so many of you from the ALAC, to start moving ahead and develop a report for the board of Singapore. And then the second point on one of those recommendations you noted about requesting general assemblies for upcoming meetings, I am aware that Uralo is planning on submitting an AC special request for a Uralo General Assembly at the Dublin ICANN meeting in October of in fiscal year 16. So if other RALOs, particularly the AFRALO group, would like to think about that as well for their meeting in Marrakesh, for, again, a General Assembly to take place at the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh in early spring next year, that might be useful. And the announcement on the process for the special request will be sent by our finance department this week, and then the finance and budget subcommittee of the ALAC will be holding their first meeting to talk about the process and new criteria on Monday. So just some updates there. Thank you, Siranush.
Yes, thank you, Heidi. This is Siranush again. Yes, I also aware of Uralo submitting a request, some financial request for a General Assembly in Dublin. So I think that RALOs started already to use this opportunity to apply for funding and requesting funding for General Assemblies in conjunction with ICANN meeting. So, and I agree that this year those regions who will have the next upcoming meetings and are planning to have General Assemblies may start thinking about the submission of financial requests for that. Yes, Olivier, please.
Thank you, Sirnash. Olivier Kapanovnal, Sanskrit. It is also worth noting that some of the other ICANN communities or constituencies have filed in the past some requests for intersessional meetings, and there is actually one that is about to happen in January of the non-commercial stakeholders group that is going to meet in Washington, D.C., and that might be also something that RALOs might be thinking of doing. I'm just throwing this into the big picture, but an intersessional meeting of RALO leadership or of RALOs might be something to consider as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier, for the information. Noted. Heidi, your hand is raised. Is this the old
hand?
That's an old hand.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. There will be a small group to develop to report on board. So I'm reading the action item taken place, which Sylvia posted, including RALO-specific recommendations for those four recommendations. This is great. Any additions from other RALOs to this topic? Okay. No additions. So we have about 8 minutes left, and we'll move to our last agenda item. Dev, the floor is yours to talk about crop program and to provide updates related to crop program.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Devanant speaking. Can you hear me?
So? Yes, Dev, we can hear you.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to give an update regarding the crop program. That's the community outreach pilot program. This slides are from the presentation that was done in LA, but I'm not going to try to go through the whole thing. But I just wanted to point out two things, that as many of you know, profit allows for five regional trips allocated to each of the five railroads, covering funded expenses up to 3 days or two nights, as well as certain meeting logistics. So one of the key conditions that all three proposals must reach certain criteria for ICANN, and it must be filed 6 weeks before with ICANN. And how at large works is that we have a crop review team, and the crop review team works is that it evaluates the travel request, similar to how the Finance and Budget Subcommittee handles finance requests before we submit it to ICANN Finance. So the proper RC will review and approve the rail travel request, detect the approval of the travel request from the regional global stakeholder engagement DC, and then submit the travel request to ICANN once the approval time is from both the at-large corporate DC and the regional DC. So the corporate review team has 10 members, two members from each railroad, one member from the outreach committee, and one from the ALAC subcommittee on finance and budget. So these are the crop RT members, and I put this graphic on slide here from each of the five railroads. And what I want to emphasize is that for the railroads, well, first of all, two things. The crop program is up to funded outreach travel up to June 30th, 2015. And you need 8 weeks, you have to submit the proposals 8 weeks before any such proposed travel takes place. That allows 2 weeks for the crop review team to review and to be able to submit it to ICANN itself, which it has a 6-week deadline. One of the concerns that I want to re-emphasize is that the railroads need to work with the railroads need to work with the members from the OT subcommittee, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and of course the railroad leadership when deciding on what all these proposals are going to be sent, and keep the proc RT members in the loop. What has happened happening is that sometimes a railroad may decide to that they're going to file an outreach proposal on the wiki, and they update the wiki and then will inform the crop RT members from that railroad. And this led to a delay in the processing and handling. And in one case, the proposal could not be submitted, was actually disapproved by ICANN because it fell under the 6-week limit. So it's very important to keep the crop RT members in the loop when planning and organizing the travel proposals. Secondly, this is also why it's important to keep the RT members in the loop, not just for the coordination, which is critical, but it's also to be able so that the crop RT members who are knowledgeable about the crop RT program and are aware of the terms and conditions of the crop program can better advise and ensure that the proposals are complete. Often the proposals that come to the crop RT, there are a lot of issues that have to be sorted out. And that takes more time to try to, when there's a need to see clarifying questions and so forth. So again, my emphasis is that the, the crop program is available up to June 30, 2015. Please work with your crop RT members in organizing and deciding what outreach travel proposals you have in mind for the railway in order to make the best advantage of it. I think I've tried to cover this in as a few minutes as possible. I'm also happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Deb. I think we're just still getting Sarah back. Natalie, is she back yet? So again, this is Heidi. I think that we're still waiting for Sernish to come back. So are there any questions from anyone on this update from of the crop? So Judith, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Palestine for the record. I think the crop problem is an excellent idea, and I think it's also the way the problems that Devin was mentioning can be solved with the new rollout that Ariel was talking about of the notification. If we had a if the RT members had used the notify section, or if that was available then, I think some of these issues that he talked about would get resolved, and that it'll be easier to track. But my also suggestion is that when there's also a dislink between the ICANN travel and the participant, in that when they're paying this year for registration fees, often the issue is that the person is registered, but because all emails and all correspondence go to CT, the main person does not get any of these emails and doesn't have the correct information when they find where they're registered and everything else like that, because the registration is these codes and all this information is sent by email. I think so that I think needs some kind of improvement.
So, thank you, Judith. This is Siranush. I agree that there is some improvement from crop team and crop procedures. Just based on Apirallo experience, and we are planning also to submit the second application, as Maureen mentioned in the chat space, the challenge is having the limitation of three days, two nights. So related to the upcoming event, Apricot event in Apirallo, this is almost 10 days event, and we are trying to find out the best two or three days where there may be an importance of our team to participate and to do outreach there. But this is really very difficult if the event is that big and at least add some one or two days to the crop procedure may be useful, because it's really very challenging to find out only the event with only two days participation. So we had the same challenge with the participation of our representatives in Cook Islands event, and only 2 days they were traveling, and they spent 2 days on their travel only, and being at the event only for 2 days, it's really very difficult for people to go to such event and to do the real outreach. So if there will be any further improvement on that, I think this will be good. Dev, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks, Siranush. This is David Nash speaking. I also want to point out, well, first, thanks, Judith, for the contributions, and Siranush for that. And I think those are some things that we could give feedback to the crop review, to the crop program for the next cycle. I just want to caution, though, is that this is still a pilot program. And one of the concerns that was addressed, that was mentioned by the administrator's report for the previous program, for the previous year's program, was that the outcomes were quantifiable. It really is important that when planning your outreach proposal, that they include some sort of measurable goals and outcomes in the proposal, you know, in terms of recruitment targets, you know, how many people were contacted, the contact details, and so forth. How many brochures were distributed, you know, to mention, so it's more quantifiable than just simply saying, I went to this meeting and I met a bunch of people. It has to be, you have to have stronger quantifiable outcomes. Otherwise, there's a risk that, you know, the ICANN board will look at this and see, well, what exactly is our return on investment on this? And they may not extend the program. So, again, it's just a, you know, I think the TOP program would present an opportunity, albeit with challenges, but I think it's a unique opportunity. So we should seek to use it to, for maximum benefit for the unions for our staff. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Dev, and thank you for this valuable information. I think that the crop team is doing really good job, and it's really hard for to make happy all Rallos, but I think this is the unique opportunity for each and every Rallo to use crop program and to make possible participation of Rallo leadership or Rallo representatives in major regional event. I think that for all Rallos, this is an amazing program and very useful program, and I agree that this is still pilot program, and we, with input from different Rallos based on their participation, this will be improved further, and thank you, Dev, for your hard work as well. And I think everyone appreciates also in the chat the work you do. So any questions to Dev? So if there is no questions, I think that this was our last agenda item, and we have a couple of action items posted in the space to follow up. Thanks, Silvia, for catching this. And we will discuss the main action items in during Singapore face-to-face meeting during our regional secretariat meeting. So the major, just to summarize before finishing this call, this will be the certification for each Rallo to have consolidated procedure for all Rallos. We will also discuss the with communication team the new opportunity for using new outreach materials. This will be digital media or something else. So the examples will be sent to us for discussion. We will also have the subcommittee, ALAC subcommittee, outreach subcommittee joint session with secretariat. Also we'll be discussing the, based on the recommendations which we are going to, the post-Atlas tool activities recommendations, we will be discussing the usage of survey, which Silvia promised us to resend, and we'll be discussing how to start actual implementation of this survey, so sending out this survey to all ALSs. So this will be our main points to be discussed in Singapore. With this, I just would like to thank everyone for your participation, and I'm looking forward to welcoming you in Asia-Pacific region in Singapore. And don't forget that we'll have AP Rallo showcase there, and our color is red, so you all are welcome to be in red and participate in our showcase. Thank you very much, and see you in Singapore.
Thank you, Suranush. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Suranush. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
You too.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Take care, all.